Brenda, why don't you call the roll? I can make sure we've got everybody now.
Ewing?
Here.
Greenfield?
Here.
Grunewald?
Here.
Hag?
Here.
Carpin?
Yes.
Miller?
Here.
Morris?
Here.
Schultz?
Here.
And Blumhardt?
Here. We have a quorum. Welcome everyone participating in today's telephone conference call meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants, including board members, please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Please mute your phone when not speaking. The meeting is also being recorded, and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Board and Commissions Portal, follow the link, and select the name of the board. First, I'd like to formally welcome Mr. Rhett Miller, who's a new member of our board, and ask him that at our next meeting if he would put together a little background to give to all of us kind of get to know him. I would like to say formally, welcome, Rhett.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you. Glad to be here.
First on the agenda is approval of the minutes from November 21st, 2024. Is there any additions or corrections?
Morris moves to approve.
Here. Carpin seconds.
Right. Morris made the motion, Carpin seconds. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. Mining issues. Are you there, Mr. Klein?
Any questions you guys might have?
Uh-huh. Just one quick one, Mr. Klein. Is that surety amount on that transfer, that second transfer on that Joel Sinclair, is that part of our new fee schedule?
Absolutely. For new operators, that's the required amount per acre, and that's what it comes out to be.
Yeah, okay. I have that number caught me, and I thought, oh, that must be part of our new fee schedule. So that's the only question I really had on any of these. Anybody else got any other questions? We will take up that, we'll take that reclamation of surety for Boyer Sand and Gravel separate, just because it's one of those where we're converting it to a mine license. So, anybody have any other questions on the consent calendar? Can I have a motion to approve?
Ewing makes a motion to approve.
Grunewald second.
This is Haig, I'll second.
All right. So Ewing moved, Grunewald second to the motion. Further discussion? Hearing none. Brenda, would you call the roll, please?
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Grunewald?
Aye.
Haig?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
Schultz?
Aye.
Blumhardt?
Aye.
Now, I did pull out that Boyer Sand and Rock Inc. just because it is one of those conversions again, and just so we're officially on record that we realize that it's a conversion to the mine license. Does anybody have any questions about it?
Chairman Blumhardt, this is Eric Holm. I was going to do a short presentation on that.
Okay. Thank you, Eric.
But I think I'm scheduled after the Volkswagen mitigation plan.
Ah, okay. You are. All right. Okay. We'll take Barb first then.
Good morning, yep. Everyone. Happy New Year to all those who are listening. My name is Barb Rujinski, and I'm an environmental scientist with the Air Quality Program. And today I'll be giving the annual update on South Dakota's Volkswagen Beneficiary Mitigation Plan. Since we have a new board member, before I get started, I'll give a brief overview of what the plan is about. Back in 2016, EPA and the state of California filed a lawsuit against Volkswagen for installing a system in some of their diesel vehicles that cheated the emission controls and allowed vehicles to emit more nitrogen oxide pollution than was allowed under the Clean Air Act. And as part of a court settlement, Volkswagen agreed to fund an environmental mitigation trust in the amount of approximately $3 billion. And this was to be used to offset the excess pollution that was emitted by those non-compliant vehicles. In order to receive the funds, the state needed to develop and submit a plan to the trust. DANR was designated by Governor Noem to be the lead agency in South Dakota to administer the state's allocation, and that allocation amount is $8.125 million. In the trust, it allowed the plan to use 10 specific categories to offset nitrogen oxide emissions. So for South Dakota's plan, it was first approved in August of 2018. In March of 2019, the governor signed a bill giving spending authority for the trust fund. In May of 2021, we made some small revisions, and those were approved by the board. And by October of 2027, at least 80% of the funds must be obligated. So in South Dakota's plan, we're running three different rebate programs. The first one is the truck program, and it uses categories 1 and 6. And currently we're allowing 35 to 45% of the total funds to be used for that program. The second program is for bus rebates, and for that we're using categories 2 and 10, and that also is given 35 to 45% of the total for that program. The third program is for light-duty, zero-emission vehicle supply equipment or charging stations. And that currently is allowed to receive 10 to 15% of the total funds. And for administrative costs, the current range for that is 2.5 to 10% of the total. For some of those categories, the Category 9, the trust set a limit of a maximum of 15%, and they also set a maximum of 15% for administration. Now I'll go through each of the programs and kind of give an update of where we're at now. For the trust program, we provide rebates for replacing old diesel trucks with newer, cleaner trucks. And that program has been opened up to state and local governmental agencies. We've been having two rounds per year open for applications in January and in June. And after the second round in 2024, all of the funds have been obligated, and they're all of the rounds are expected to have all their trucks by the end of 2025. So we're not planning to have another round open in 2025, so currently all the funds are obligated. We'll just have to see if they get all those buses, our trucks purchased, and if any of them come in less than their award amount, to see what we have remaining. In the second program, that is the buses, we had already been running the state clean diesel grant program to provide rebates for replacing old diesel buses with new cleaner buses. So for the buses, we use Category 2, which is strictly for buses. And then we also use Category 10, which they call the DERA option. So if we use the DERA option, we get EPA funds for that program we are already running. And if we match it with that Category 10 funding, then EPA will give us an additional 50% of their base funding. So as an example, if 1 year EPA was giving us $200,000 and we matched that with $200,000 from Category 10, EPA would give us an additional $100,000 to use for that program. For the buses, we've been giving rebates of 25% if the new bus is either a new clean diesel bus or a gasoline bus, or they get 35% if the new bus meets the CARB low NOx emission requirements. So far we've had propane buses that have met that. They also allow for a 45% rebate for zero emission buses, but no one has applied for those yet. So currently, we're in round 17 of the State Clean Diesel Grant Program. That opened up in November, and the agreements are to be signed by February of 2025. So for that round, we received applications for 29 buses, and that would be a little over $1.1 million in rebates. So up above I'm showing how much we've already spent and how much we've already obligated and what's left. So that does not include about another $582,000 that we'll be spending on this round 17. So we do plan to complete this round we started and open up a new round in November for round 18 for the buses. Our third program is for the electric vehicle charging stations. Like I said before, the maximum allowed for this category is 15%. We've been doing rebates of up to 80% per charging station. So far we've had three rounds. In round one, we selected seven different projects, but it ended up that only one was completed, and that one was in Mitchell. So after we did round one, we thought we had all the money obligated, but then it ended up that we didn't because a lot of them dropped out. So we had round two, and in that round, we selected eight projects, but it ended up that only five were completed. And those were in Vermilion, Pier, Brookings, Myrtle, and Spearfish. So from the ones that dropped out of that round, we held another round three. And this time we selected five different stations. And those are in Yankton, Mobridge, Lemon, Hot Springs, and Eagle Butte. So those round three stations are supposed to be completed by October of 2025. So we'll see if I'm unlucky again and more drop out and if I need to do something else with the charging stations or not. But currently at this time, all the funds for the charging stations have been obligated. I did hear from one of those five that it's likely they're going to drop out. They're the ones that did the Mitchell station, and they said from what they've learned so far and how much it's being used, they're probably not going to put that one in Yankton. As far as usage of the ones that are finished, in 2023 I got one report, and that was for the Vermilion station. And that one did pretty good. It ranged from 40 to 76 charges a month. For the 2024 data, I've only gotten in two reports so far. And one was for that one in Mitchell, and that had between 3 and 19 charges per month. And then I also received the report for Pier, which only had 0 to 5 charges per month. The next slide shows a map of the existing public charging stations. So I guess slowly we're seeing more added in the state. Since my update last year, we had two additional fast chargers that received the VW rebates. Those were the ones completed in Pier and in Mitchell. There weren't any other Tesla stations added. The green square, which shows the other fast chargers, there was an increase of 9 of those. And I'd say quite a few of those were at car dealerships. And then there were 14 additional level 2, which are the slower charging ones that were added since last year. I contacted DOT that they're supposed to be receiving $29 million for charging stations to see where they're at with their program. They haven't done anything yet, but they told me they're hoping to put out their notice of funding in the spring of 2025. As far as the administrative costs, so far we've spent, this is through November of 2024, a little over $275,000. So right now we're just a little above our bottom of our range for the administration. So as a summary of the $8.125 million that we have available. There's been $7.477 that's either been paid out or obligated. So that comes out to 92%. So by the end of 2025, all the agreements for trucks that we have out, those should be finished. All the agreements we have for charging stations should be finished at the end of 2025. Our Route 17 buses should be completed by the end of 2025. So by the end of this year, we should have a really good handle on how much we have left and how much we need to do. So at this time, we don't plan to make any changes to the plan and see how we come out at the end of next year. So at this time, if anyone has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Reggie, that was so excellent. Nobody has any questions.
That's the way I like it.
All right. Thank you, Barb. All right. We'll move on then to Eric. We'll get into this Boyer Sand and Rock. Why don't you go ahead and bring us up to speed, Mr. Holm?
Okay. If you remember, Senate Bill 111, which was approved during the 2024 legislative session and became effective on July 1st, 2024, placed mining of any use of limestone into the mine license statutes, SDCL 45665. As a result, current mine permits issued from limestone uses other than construction aggregate, cement, or lime production needed to be converted to a licensed mining operation. If you recall, mine permits issued to Pete Lean and Sons and Simon Contractors were converted to mine licenses late last year. Boyer Sand and Rock of SD Inc. is the last operator in the process of converting a mine permit to a licensed operation. Small-scale mine permit 268, located approximately 5.5 miles west of Wakanda, South Dakota, is being converted to a mine license. Since Boyer Sand and Rock has a mine license, the process for the conversion of the mine permit to a mine license is similar to the publication and notification requirements of SDCL 45668 and 45669 in adding the site to a license. Instead of a notice of intent, the operator publishes a notice of conversion to license and intent to continue operation. A copy of the notice is sent to DANR, Game Fish and Parks, the Archaeological Research Center, and the local conservation district. Boyer Sand Rock published the notice in a newspaper local to the mine and submitted copies to the required review agencies. All areas previously disturbed under the mine permit, including reclamation liability, will now be covered under the mine license and the $20,000 statewide surety held under the mine license. Therefore, today we are asking the board to release a reclamation bond for small-scale mine permit 268 so it can be closed out. Our recommendation is to release certificate of deposit number 2897 to Rivers Edge Bank in the amount of $2,500.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Anyone on the board have questions for Eric on this?
Chairman Bluemark, Bob Yeah. Morris.
Yes, Mr. Morris.
Eric, so we're releasing the $2,500 surety. What does Boyer Sand and Rock Inc. have for a statewide surety then under the mine license?
Under their mine license, it's a $2,000 statewide surety.
I'm sorry, I didn't get how much?
$20,000 right now. That's under, since he's an existing operator, he'll be under the process to increase it to $100,000 on July 1st, 2026, $200,000 on July 1st, 2027, and $300,000 on July 1st, 2029.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mr. Morris. Any other questions for Eric? Okay. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the release of Certificate of Deposit 2897 from River Edge Bank of Boyer Sand and Rock, Inc. Could I have someone make that motion, please?
Harper moves.
This is Haig. I'll second.
All right. All right. We have a motion by Carpen, second by Haig, to approve the release of the surety. Is there? Would you call the roll, Brenda?
Ewing?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Grunewald?
Aye.
Haig?
Aye.
Carpen?
Aye.
Miller? Morris?
Aye.
Aye.
Schultz?
Aye.
And Blumhart?
Aye. Motion is approved. Now we'll open up the public comment period in accordance with South Dakota Codified Law 125-1. Is there anyone online or there in peer that would like to make a comment to the board at this time?
We have no one in peer, Mr. Chairman.
All right. And no one made the notice to you that they were going to call in?
Correct.
All right. Hearing none, we will close the comment period then for today in accordance with South Dakota Codified Law 125-1. Next meeting, what does it look like, Brenda? March?
March 21st. That's the third Thursday.
Yeah. Anything big on the agenda?
Not that we know of at this time.
All right. Okay. Mr. Lees, are you there, Mike?
Yes.
Okay. I contacted Mr. Lees about possibly having our September meeting out in the hills. Usually we have them in Deadwood. This would be, we have three new board members that have not really got a good close look at the part of our job that involves millions and millions and millions of dollars. Anyway, that I'm tentatively looking at scheduling that out there. Mr. Lee said that they would work on putting it together. This is just to let you know that this is still in the works. If somebody has something that they might want to see when we're out there as a board, you can contact me or Brenda or Mr. Lees. Anyway, if that will work okay with you, Mike, to put this together then?
Mr. Chairman, yeah, we'll work to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, we have a lot of responsibility out there, and I just think that we did Grant Wharf an addition to the mine, and they've done a lot of reclamation since we've all been out there, so I just think it's probably time to go back and look. take a physical view. So I just kind of tentatively put that in your guys' schedule that we're looking to do that in September. anybody else have anything else they want to bring up today? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Sharpen moves to adjourn.
Greenfield second.
Okay. Moved by Sharpen, second by Greenfield to adjourn. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Nay? Opposed? Nay? Hearing none, motion carried. Thank you, everyone, for your time, and we'll talk to everyone in probably in March.